Now we go back to the news. We have a few success stories coming up for hotels, a school and bakery students, but let's start with the Eastern Daily Press Annual Business Awards and their musicians who are protesting about financial cuts. It was an absolute honour to be on stage with Norfolk's Best in Business at the EDP Business Awards 2023 ceremony held last Thursday, said EDP editor Richard Porritt, who welcomed businesses from across Norfolk to the EDP Business Awards 2023 ceremony on November the 23rd. The theme of this year's ceremony was people, and I believe that people are the key to all successful ventures, including that of the Eastern Daily Press, and the East businesses are blessed with the very best. Hosted by the hilarious Tom Allen and held at the Norfolk Showground, it was a fantastic insight into some of the incredible hard work, passion and innovation that can be found in our business community.
Members of the Northern Ballet Orchestra distributed leaflets to members of the public ahead of Friday evening's performance of Beauty and the Beast. Northern Ballet, a company based in Leeds but a regular visitor to the theatre, has recently announced that it would be making changes to its touring model. According to the musicians, the company is now considering drastically reducing the number of performances with a live orchestra and instead using recordings. A petition started by the musicians has gained more than 10,000 signatures. Northern Ballet said in a statement, "The entire arts industry has been heavily impacted by rising costs across the board. We firmly believe in the power and importance of live music, and where we can, it will remain an integral part of our productions. But with deep regret, we cannot maintain it at every venue."
The teams at two Norfolk hotels are toasting to success after being named among the best in the entire UK. The prestigious Top 50 Boutique Hotels 2023 rankings have now been announced, which are voted for by the hospitality and travel industry. It is a guide to the top luxury bolt holes in the UK, and it brings a boost in the bookings to many of the places, including each year. In Norfolk, Titchwell Manor near Brancaster came in 50th position, and the Harper in Langham near Holt was at number 36. The Harper and Titchwell Manor were also recently named the best hotels in East Anglia and Editor's Choice for Hotels with a View, respectively, in the Good Hotel Guide 2024.
Wyndham College has been rated outstanding for both its education and its boarding provision following a double Ofsted inspection. The achievement is made more unusual due to the fact the two areas, which are usually inspected separately, were assessed at the same time. It's believed to have been the first time nationally that a boarding school has had two outstanding results published on the same day. Zoe Fisher, principal of Wyndham College, said, "As a state boarding school, we're home to nearly 600 children, from as close as Wyndham to as far as the Caribbean, and a day school for 800 local children, and their contribution to our community was reflected." It comes after the prep school on the site was also rated as outstanding during inspection in July. The assessment saw a team of 9 inspectors visit the school across 3 days in October, reviewing all areas of its work.
Students at 3 Norfolk academies are enjoying the sweet success after helping to claim a Guinness World Records title. Schools across the UK took part in a virtual cooking lesson, with more than 700 students stepping into the kitchen. Groups of 28 students from Broadland High, 25 from Flegg High and 31 from Ormiston Victoria Academy all put on their aprons to learn how to create a delicious, record-breaking mango gelette.
For our first feature, we hear from Robert Morgan. He's a reserves officer for the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. He writes a long article about the fabulous winter wildlife to be found on the North Norfolk coast, an internationally important winter refuge for wildlife. Here is an edited extract which is read by Ian Robertson.